This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. That is the threesome, should say. Later this hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see the Eagles at Capital One Arena. It's a game show Wednesday. We're going to play some Junkerty. So that's coming up at 7:45. But right now, joining us on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Barry Zvaluga from the Washington Post, who's in Tokyo. Hey, Barry.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, he sounds good.
Doing all right, man.
So, Barry, how many days have you been there in Tokyo, and what have you been covering?
Infinity days, and I've been at swimming every day. I love swimming, and that happens in the morning here, so you guys are getting it prime time over there.
Yep.
I went to Biles last night, which obviously was a story that we didn't expect. Opening ceremonies and after swimming ends, I'll bounce around even more. I'll probably take in the women's soccer game on Friday night
What was the flight like? How many connections did you have? What's it been like in the country in terms of the restrictions and everything?
Well, I mean, it's defining, really, Jason. I mean, we had to do two tests before we got on the flight, very specific about what the timing of those tests. We got tested when we got to the airport. In Tokyo, we had spit tests in a cup for the first 3 days, and then every 4 days after that, you're masked up everywhere you go.
What about the restaurants?
So, I mean, we're not even allowed for 14 days. We're not even allowed to go to restaurants. We are hotel, office, and venue only. So it's. I'm in Tokyo right now. I have never been to Tokyo. And that's kind of a bummer because, you know, a big thing about covering the Olympics is, you know, taking in the city and the culture. And this is this is a massive place. It's got a huge personality and I'm somewhat worried I'm going to come back having no idea what it's like.
So yeah, are you just eating room service at night when you get back or does the media provide the food? What?
Yeah, it's like grabbing stuff while you're out at venues. Like, you know, last night gymnastics starts at 7:45 local time. So you're it's just like covering a baseball game at home. You're eating like crappy stadium food and that kind of thing. I have a night off tonight, so Uber Eats is on the way with some sushi.
Nice.
And that's good. I mean, that feels like a gift, right? But it would be really nice to, you know, be out and be with the Japanese people and you know, kind of mingle and feel what they're feeling and just haven't had that chance yet.
Yeah, it sucks.
So talk about your experience then during the Simone Biles event and her pulling it out and how that all kind of went down in front of your eyes.
Well, I mean, it's amazing, you know. In one way, it's amazing that NBC is trying to pull off and pretend that this doesn't happen in real time, right? It's happening in the morning, your time.
Sure.
And they're going to show this as a package in the evening as if it didn't happen, which is crazy. But in the arena, it's, you know, it was one of the more astonishing things that you could see play out, like as if, you know, LeBron is coming out of game seven of the finals with a hamstring injury in the first quarter, and you're not quite sure what's going on. My colleague, Emily Giambalvo, who's covering gymnastics for us, she knows what she's looking at with these vaults. I'm like, what you're doing, Simone, is amazing, but I have zero idea how many rotations you did and what the moves are called. Right. She knows all that stuff. And she called with Simone, did her warm-up vault. And she was like, whoa, she only did 1.5, not 2.5 turns. Something's off. This is supposed to be a layup for her. So then, you know, you're thinking, oh, it's a knee, it's an ankle, what's going on? And then, you know, everything plays out as it did, and it became a more extraordinary story than you even expected. Quite a night.
Yeah, it really is, and we've been kind of talking about it. Kind of depends on what side of the line that you fall on. I mean, mental health is such a general term. I just think that she's, you know, I don't know if she's depressed or not. I would say no. She just lost confidence. I mean, it's a self-confidence issue. And I could read her lips last night watching it. She goes, I just don't trust myself. And there's some sort of a mental block with her there. Hopefully she can battle through it. And when she gets to these other events, she can just display what she's good at and great at. So I don't know. What's your feeling about the mental health issue?
It's a super delicate one, right?
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, you would say, I mean, for years we have been like, well, the best athletes fight through these moments of doubt, right? Like that's mental toughness is part of being a champion. And
Definitely.
And I think you can simultaneously believe that the best athletes fight through it and have empathy for what she's going through in the moment. And I would add, that if you don't have confidence, think about it this way. Like, Jason, you'd appreciate this, right? You have the yips in golf. Like, I cannot make a four footer. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm mentally lost. And what is that effect? It means like you lose your bet against your buddies, or like you have a terrible score, or like you're pissed at yourself afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she has the yips in gymnastics, she's, you know, pick a number of feet above the mat, 10, 12, 15 feet above the mat. And she's lost position. She's lost the feeling of where she is in the air. Then it becomes dangerous because she said this last night, and I think we have to trust her on this, that she could risk physical injury because of her mental state. And she was putting, because she was so rattled, she was putting the team in a worse position by staying in the competition. Now, everybody's going to kind of overlook the silver medal because the Americans have won gold the last several Olympics in the team all around.
Mm-hmm.
But what those women did in filling in for her shouldn't be overlooked because
they did really well.
A couple of them didn't arrive at the gym thinking they were going to do all the events that they did, and they kind of sucked it up and got it done. So I think it's a fascinating discussion. I think it's one that has changed over not just 20 years or 10 years ago, but probably in the last 2 years. And I think we would be wrong to dismiss the pandemic as a factor. And for Biles in particular, the pandemic pushing the Olympics back by a year, because she fully expected to be retired at this point.
Mm-hmm.
She 2020 was the finish line. And if you're a gymnast and she was pushing through, she's now 24. She expected to push through to 23, which for a gymnast is pretty old, and then be done with it. You've done it since you were 5 or 6. The training is not just mentally draining, but it physically pounds on you. Mm-hmm. And I think of all the people here, that fifth year really wore on her quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, it stinks. My wife and I were talking about it. It's such an incredible accomplishment, right, for all of these athletes to get to the Olympics. And then, say, even in the swimming, and you get a silver medal, especially here in the United States, where it's all about Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps. But if you get a silver medal, you're second in the world in that event.
That's great.
It's incredible. Hell, even if you get a bronze. And we just kind of poop on bronze medals, silver medals. Even the athlete themselves have probably been brainwashed on some level where they don't appreciate it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's, although the I don't know if you saw it, but the synchronized 10-meter diving team that won silver.
Were they sized?
They were. That was awesome because they weren't expecting the medal at all.
Were they Americans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had
maybe that's because of expectation.
And the Chinese team, I couldn't believe it. The Chinese winners, Barry, you probably know this, were 15 and 17. 15-year-old.
Right. Yeah.
Incredible.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, so much comes into play, right? So expectations are at the height of it. So, and that plays into Biles, right? If she was some nobody with no eyes on her and no endorsement contracts at stake, and she, I mean, I don't think she would have had the problems that she had. She would have gotten out there and done that. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the 100-meter breaststroke with the girl, the 17-year-old girl, Lydia Jacoby.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, she's from a town in Alaska of 2,700 people. She, last year, she had and her family had booked tickets to Tokyo to watch from the stands because there was no way she was going to make the team. She was 16 from Alaska. The delay in the Olympics allows her to make the team. And then, no, if she had gotten bronze, it would have been the biggest thing to happen to Seward, Alaska, in the history of the town. And she comes out of nowhere and she's free of her mind and free of her body. And she, you know, wins gold. And that's that, you know, it shows something about the difference in expectations, for sure. I mean, and I would also say that, you know, I think this is my, I think it's my ninth Olympics. I have long passed the point of being dismissive of a silver medal performance or a bronze performance. And then you further examine, I don't know if you guys paid attention to Tori Husk, the 17 or 18-year-old swimmer from Arlington. She finished in fourth by 1/100th of a second.
Right, by a fingernail. So
like by a gnat's eyelash, right? Like, so you then carry that for 4 years. Like, she's either defined for the rest of her life as an Olympic medalist, or for 4 years, she's like, I was 1/100th off. How do I analyze? There's a million places that I could have made up 1/100th. Mm-hmm. I've got to try to get back in the pool all that time when we're not going to think about Tori Husk for 4 years. And then, you know, or I guess three now in 2024 in Paris, we're going to be like, oh yeah, she's from Arlington and she's swimming at Stanford and she missed out on a medal by 1/100th of a second. I wonder how she's done. Meanwhile, she's put all that work in isolation and anonymity. I mean, it's the, you can't be dismissive of any of the athletes who have been here. I don't mean to be overly sympathetic, but it's just, it's an inordinate amount of work that goes on in isolation. We never know about it.
There's a ton of stuff I want to ask you about the Olympics, but we only have a few minutes. Just wanted to talk about Strasburg here for a second. I'm sure you heard he's done for the year for another, I don't know how many injury stints he's had, DL stints. It's got to be 10 or 12 now.
And this is right up there with Tommy John, if not worse than Tommy John.
Yeah, this is a big one, Barry. And I know you cover the Nats and you're very familiar with everything. And, you know, he signed the $245 million deal. This could end up being the worst contract in the history of baseball. It really could. I mean, he's getting $35 million a year for the next 6 years. And we don't know if he's going to pitch. And if he comes back, we don't know if he's going to pitch well. You know?
No.
This is a big one.
You're totally right. But I always want to... I never want to be like revisionist history, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the fall of 2019, after he was the World Series MVP.
Yeah, I know.
If you wanted to sign him. You know, he had broken through. He was what he was supposed to be. He was homegrown. And you know, at the time, you know, do you want to keep Anthony Rendon? You want to keep Anthony Rendon, right? But they weren't going to be able to keep both of them. And I'm not, did they overpay and did they bid against themselves? Maybe. It's not my money. So if it limits them in how they can build their team in the future, that's a problem. So again, you can kind of understand the deal at the time it was made and now understand it as a disaster in the moment, still time to salvage it, but in the moment, it's a disaster. The thing I want to be careful with and the thing I think, you know, 8 years ago or something, I was probably a little cavalier about is if anybody thinks that Steven Strasburg is like, well, I've got my money, and you know, whatever, I have these injuries and at least my family's taken care of. It's just not the case. And that doesn't make the Nationals a better team. It doesn't make it a better deal. But he cares, and this stuff drives him insane to the point of like folding in on himself. Again, doesn't help him in the standings, doesn't help the future construction of their team. I think the town, I don't think the town at this point, you know, is against him in terms of like, oh, he's stealing money or whatever. I think everybody's just kind of rooting for, you know, let's show up in spring training at some point. Let's pitch 150 innings in a year. Let's be some version of Steven Strasburg. That would be awesome.
That's
such a low bar if you think about it.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, we got to work up to it, right?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, should Mike trade Max?
I mean, I wrote a column earlier saying he's a tone setter and you want to keep him around and he's gonna go into the Hall of Fame as a National and that's the first one and you don't want to do that. Not to contradict myself, but I think everything should be on the table. And honestly, you know, I think the one to try to trade is Turner. Love him, but you've got a year and a half there, so that's real value. I mean, Max Scherzer for 2 months, particularly coming off of this start where he was scratched and maybe some questions there, he's not going to restock your farm system. A year and a half of Trey Turner, if you don't feel like you're going to get a long-term deal done with him, that could bring real value. And then you start talking about, you know, trade Hand, you know, trade, Hudson. All the other,
yeah,
the one-year guys, Hudson, the relievers go like crazy at this time of year, right? Like they're just swapping teams. I mean, Rizzo's brought them in normally, so he can certainly send them out. I trust Mike as a trader. I mean, if we go back through we could talk about the free agent contracts, but the trades he has made, he's like, you know, 40-1 or something. I've done the math. I mean, he wins the trade. So fascinating 48 or 72 hours for those guys, I'm sure.
Hey, Barry, we could talk to you for hours.
I'd like to talk to you for the next two segments, but we got to rock and roll.
Thanks, guys. I got to get some sushi delivered, so appreciate it.
Enjoy. Be safe out there, bud. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So it's 9:20 at night over there, and he's just having some sushi.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend.
It's about when I ate dinner last night.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You remember Lisa, who produced our table manners?
Yeah.
And she's doing some stuff with Lindsay Zarniak. And she happened to send me a picture of Lindsay and her, and they're laughing. And she said, "Look who I'm working with." And I said, "Oh, are you in Tokyo?" And she said, "No." Oh, I said, "Oh, that sucks. You didn't get." She says, "You know what? This is not the year that you want to go to the Olympics."
Correct. To cover it, yeah.
It just sucks.
Well, yeah. I mean, Barry just said it's basically terrible.
Yeah. It's not the year you
you're testing
go.
Every 20 minutes.
Can't go to a restaurant.
You can't go to a restaurant. You can't see the city. Yeah.
I see like Unyang tweeting a lot, and you can basically go to 7-Eleven and get like.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I don't even know. Just food they have there. Like cheese.
They have 7-Elevens there?
They have their version. Convenience stores. You know.
All right, got to take a break.
And it's got to suck for that. Sorry, he's got to suck for the athletes. They can't go watch other sports and events.
That's so bizarre.
But remember, coming up at 7:45, it is a game show Wednesday. We will play some Junkerty on the show. Your chance to win tickets to go see the Eagles at Capital One Arena. When we come back, we'll continue on the Steven Strasburg line and the Nationals. What does it mean? He's going to have surgery, going to be out for a year. They're likely to trade all their pieces. Has their window officially closed for winning a World Series? Not just this year, but in the coming years. 800-636-1067. Nats fans, if you want to chime in, you can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, today's Wednesday. That means tomorrow you got the NBA draft, and we're going to be holding a Facebook Live brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. You can jump on at 7 o'clock tomorrow with us at facebook.com/thejunks, and we'll be getting you ready for the NBA draft, wondering what the Wizards may do, wondering if Bradley Beal will be dealt before the NBA draft. We'll see what happens. So at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, facebook.com/thejunks. So you just heard Barry Zvirluga talk about the Olympics, but then we talked some Washington Nationals with him and a lot of news surrounding the Nationals. Trade deadline is now in 2 days, 4 p.m. on Friday. They are not in the hunt anymore. They're out of it. They are likely to be sellers for the trade deadline. But yesterday, the news came not entirely unexpected because we haven't seen him on the field. But Strasburg shut down again.
Although this time it is newsworthy because the injury is very severe. They have no idea how he's going to respond to it. It's also an injury that's known to cause blood clots, which, you know, can kill people, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a very serious injury.
This is a nerve damage issue, and it's not a tendon or ligament issue. He's had Tommy John. He had that, I don't know, 11 years ago, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is, and it's more severe because of his age. He's aging.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a big deal.
So Strasburg is shut down this season. We don't know how long, and he's got all these years on the contract. So we put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Van Meter Homes, and you can certainly chime in on the phone lines at 800-636-1067. Given that news, and given that they are likely in sell mode before the trade deadline, and we're going to talk to Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. 9 o'clock on The Fan, the GM of the Nats. Has their window for winning a World Series officially closed for the next few years?
I don't know if you could rule
out
next year.
This year, I think you ruled out next year.
I don't know.
If you're gonna, I mean, I guess
we don't know what the roster looks like.
I would say likely yes. Like if I have to answer the poll, and 88% right now say yes, it's closed. Like 2019 is definitely the outlier. The team's so different. You know, if Corbin came back and was an ace, but now he's become mediocre, you're going to lose Scherzer in all likelihood.
Probably.
Either via free agency at the end of the year if his contract's up or via trade. You're not going to have Strasburg. So the strength of the team was the rotation, especially the top three. That's what carried them to a World Series. Well,
we
you may
know
not have not, any of those three.
Do we know we're not going to have Strauss next year? I thought
They said they hope he's ready for spring training.
Yeah, so we don't
know. But I mean, who knows?
He might throw 85.
I can't rely on him.
But I mean, he could be ready and, you know, finally start throwing in April, and then you're not ready to start until May. So we just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can have an optimistic take and say, you know what, maybe they're going to lose Max, but they're going to have Strasburg. He'll be the ace. I just can't buy into it. So the 1-2-3 punch of your starters, which carried you to a World Series, I can't rely on any of those guys. And in all likelihood, one or two aren't going to be there. And Corbin right now is a shell of what he was
in
a couple years ago.
Correct.
So that was the strength of the team. That's not even talking about the lineup, which a couple years ago was really strong. Rendon was part of that. He's gone. The guy who we thought was going to be Rendon's replacement, Keyboom, was a top prospect. He really hasn't blossomed.
Did he get a hit last night?
Stun us. Base is an issue. Center field is an issue. Victor Robles, there was a lot of optimism a couple years ago about his play. He's great in the field. He's a good defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think the window has closed here for the next couple of seasons.
I just won't rule it out with what the Magic Mike can do in the offseason. Pick up another starting caliber pitcher. You got Cade Cavalli and Jackson Rutledge, those guys just knocking on the door, studs. That could help replenish your staff. Are they going to be ready for the start of next year? I don't know. But I just wouldn't put it past Mike to pull some magic out of his butt and put together a competitive team.
But the Strasburg thing is alarming, and we're going to get to the calls in a second. The Strasburg thing is alarming because he just signed the contract, and you're on the hook for, call it, $210 million for the next 6 years.
I mean, you may want to rebuild.
And you just don't know if he's going to be a guy who's worth $35 million a year. Now, that means he's untradeable.
No
one's going to ever take that contract.
In all likelihood, he's not going to be. I mean, no. It's a bad contract.
Correct. So that's why you think, all right, well, the learners, you call them cheap or whatever, and I've called them cheap before, but maybe that's why they look at Turner and go, I'm not giving him $330 million. I just gave $245 to a guy who's not going to pitch.
Sure.
So...
Sure, of course that's why. Of course that's factoring in.
Yeah.
No, and also, just... I think as the guy that called in and said, the other deals around, you know, the Pujols deals, the Giancarlo Stanton deals, all the other big, big money deals often don't really work out great.
Here's what Kevin tweets us at Junks Radio. This is pretty obvious, right? This year was the end of the decade-long window. Pitching staff is decimated. Star position players are going to demand higher salaries. Farm system depleted. I mean, well, good points. I mean, if the farm system's not that good, I know you bring up the two pitchers, but overall, you've brought up the fact that they're one of the lowest, if not the lowest rated.
One site had them ranked dead last, correct.
And they've got all these holes. It's going to take a while to fill all those holes. Could they do something magical, sign a bunch of free agents? Sure. I wouldn't rule it out. I just think it's likely that the window is closed here for the next couple of seasons.
And a lot of the guys that are on their roster now are either free agents to be or they're injured. You know, I mean, Mike's in a tough spot.
Listen, I said, you know, maybe last week, but for the first time, I'm resigned to moving on from Max. He's 37. I do think he's heart and soul kind of guy, and I still think he'd give another good year or two, but they're not going to give him a big deal, and I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with moving on, and I think take whoever you want. Personally, I would battle and say, I'm going to ask Mike this question at 9 o'clock. I'm going to say, who's untradeable? If I'm Mike Rizzo, Trey Turner's untradeable, and Juan Soto. Anybody, and Cade Cavalli and Jackson Rutledge. Anybody else? Make me an offer.
How have those guys pitched in the minors? I know one of them was in the futures game.
I think they both pitched very well.
What if he said, you know, everyone's on the table?
I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
Did you see the home run Soto hit Oppo?
He's a great player.
He hit it 600 feet.
Yeah, that's why he's untradeable.
I couldn't believe how far he hit that ball, Oppo.
He's untradeable.
It was crazy.
All right, let's go to Mike in Alexandria. Mike, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Can't wait for the Olympic golf to start.
Really?
Yeah, it starts Friday, I think.
I'm not that interested in it.
I kind of am.
Anyway, I have a difficult time imagining Turner getting traded, and it's hard to compare everyday player money to a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope the baseball minds are smart about that. But as far as Strasburg, I like Steven. And we all knew that he was probably going to have some health issues regarding his delivery and all that stuff, and notwithstanding what he's going through now. But, you know, if I'm looking at my roster down the road, I would have to sit him down. He would be a heck of a closer if he can come back, because I think that's the only way you're going to maximize the amount of money you're spending on him. I have a difficult time. I don't like when they do these fire sales and Turner's a core player. I mean, we lost, you know, Bryce Harper, and then Rendon left, and of course he's had his own injury issues, but, you know, to lose another everyday player, I don't know, that would leave a bad taste in my mouth.
I agree. Yeah,
Their pitching is an issue, though, because they scored 45 runs in a four-game span and lost 3 out of 4 games.
Right.
So, no doubt.
Right.
They need smart.
Yeah,
they've got a lot of issues. They got swept by the Orioles.
Yeah, I know. And you know, a lot of that, and some of that, as I was watching the game, you know, when it came time to hit, you know, I'm a baseball guy. I know baseball pretty well. But when you see Soto walked on four pitches and the guy's not even in the strike zone, you don't step it up the plate with the sacks loaded and swing at the first pitch. I mean, it's just, you know, it's common sense. So sometimes I question what some of their guys are doing on offense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks for the call, pal.
I think Rizzo has some of those same questions, to be honest with you. All right, let's go to TJ in D.C. TJ, what's up, man? You're on with the Chucks.
How you doing, guys? No, Lurch, I completely agree that that home run last night, I think it was 433 feet from Soto. That was unreal. But More to the point, I think if you look back, it's hard to really contradict Rizzo and what he did because they won the World Series. But if you look back to 2018, they had a chance to acquire JT Realmuto for Victor Robles. I think in hindsight, mm-hmm. that might be something they would want to revisit. if you look back to 2017, they traded Giolito, Reynaldo Lopez, Dane Dunning, their top three pitching prospects for Adam Eaton. That worked out. You can't fault Rizzo for that. But key boom is an issue, and I think in terms of rebuilding, it's going to be really hard for them to rebuild with the contract of Strasburg, with the contract of Corbin.
Yeah, no doubt. Good points.
No, it's going to be very, very difficult. This is not an easy fix. And in all likelihood, you would put your money on JP's statement that this window's closed and it's going to be several years before you can find this, yourself feeling really, really confident about
them. Not several, but at least the next couple.
Yeah, that's several. So the next two, like you're saying, this year's out, next year's out.
Probably.
So,
yeah.
Right. So I think in all likelihood, that's the odds. The odds favor that. But I'm still, I have a tremendous amount of regard for Mike and his ability to pull off deals and get guys on the cheap and veterans that come in for 1 year and play out of their minds. So I'm not going to rule out putting a competitive team out there next year, but the work is cut out for him. It's going to be hard.
I agree.
It's going to be hard.
And it hurts when your first-round pick, Carter Kieboom was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And it hurts when that guy just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, they drafted
hurts
him.
Hurts when Robles doesn't work out.
Oh, big time. And it hurts that you draft a guy in the first round in 2016, and he's not an everyday player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is now because of the Castro stuff, but he's just not working out.
He hasn't proven to be an everyday player.
Correct.
Let's go to Dave in College Park. Dave, okay, 10 seconds, buddy. Dave, hey, buddy.
Folks.
What's up?
We only got about 10 seconds.
Hey, first of all, you can't trade Turner because of COVID protocols. He won't be clear before the deadline is finished.
Why can't you trade him? You can't trade a guy on the COVID list?
Correct.
Is that true?
It's just like absolutely a fact.
I don't think they're going to trade him this year anyway.
Hold on. Did that actually save trade Turner? If the Learners have, in fact, and I know Mike won't say this, but if they've in fact indicated that they're not going to give him a long-term deal in the neighborhood that people think he's worth,
mm-hmm.
I think that he was open to moving him potentially if they got a
this
great
year?
Offer.
If they got a super offer.
If you give him a dynamite offer,
I think
I don't know.
Very, very unlikely.
I don't know.
Very,
I don't
very
know
unlikely.
If that's a rule or not. If Dave says it is, okay, maybe that does save it. I don't think they were going to trade him anyway. And by the way, I was watching the game and they pulled him in the first inning. Yeah, he had just beat out a ground ball to short, reached on, went to third on another hit by Soto, and then the next inning he's out of the game, and Karp and FP were like, they pulled Soto, or they pulled Trey, and he didn't look hurt. I thought they had just traded him.
Yeah, a lot of people did. A lot of people
That's
did.
What I thought.
No, a lot of people. That's what social media was guessing.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win some great prizes. We have tickets to go see the Eagles at Capital One Arena. We'll play Junkerty here on a game show Wednesday. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know what's always amazing is when people say things so definitively and they're just so confident in what they say that you just, you know what, you're not that self-confident, and if the guy's that confident, you just believe him. So Dave calls in, he goes, absolutely they can't trade Trey because he's on the COVID list.
Okay.
Well, here I'm reading right here, I don't even know where, from MLBTradeRumors.com, players on the injured list, the COVID IL, can still be traded. So tonight's news doesn't entirely eliminate the possibility of a midseason game. So I'm blown away by people.
I'm not, because it happens all the time.
I mean,
it's been happening for 25 years.
Yeah, but just the balls that people have. I wish I had that. You know what's brilliant about me? One of a few things.
One of the two or three things.
Yeah, I don't have that many. But I know what I don't know. Right. I know what I don't know.
So you would never spew that.
I'm not
going
to make up anything.
Yeah.
Everything. You may disagree with me on a lot of topics, but I guarantee you I'm not making up stuff. So yeah. It's just crazy. People are crazy. And because I'm listening to Dave, and I go, man, he's pretty confident. That guy said, you can't trade a guy.
Clueless Dave.
Yeah. Immediately. Well,
and then if you didn't go and check it, everyone
Somebody
listening.
Somebody sent it to me.
Well, okay, but. If you didn't say it, if you didn't correct it.
People are driving around.
You can't trade anybody. Right. Yeah. And Dave from College Park, who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Just spreading misinformation.
Correct.
It's crazy.
Although, getting back to the Turner stuff, maybe a team does back off.
Maybe they're less interested because you got to wait 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, you got to wait 10 days.
However long.
So he's not available till next, I don't know, Friday or Saturday.
I don't think any of us really thought he was going to be traded this year.
I thought it would be unlikely.
No. It was just reported by Peter Gammons that
he's a pretty good source.
The ownership doesn't want to give him a long-term deal.
I believe Chelsea Janes also tweeted something to the same effect that they are listening to offers.
Yes, she said that.
Right. And so that tells me that he is available if someone blows you away. Now, probably unlikely someone will blow you away, but the fact that he's available is a little. It's upsetting as a Nats fan.
I would be very surprised if he's traded this year. Right, next year, different story.
Logan Thomas scheduled to join us at 8 o'clock. Signed a new deal. The Washington football team tight end will jump on at 8 o'clock. And we do have Mike Rizzo at 9. But right now, play a little Junker D here on a game show Wednesday. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Greg in Rockville. Greg, what's up, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, Greg in Rockville. And who's he going to be playing, EB?
Okay, got to put him on lock. He'll play Ron and Frederick. Hey, Ron.
Hey, boys. Made the show.
Thanks, man.
I'll give you the category. We have three questions per category, a one-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer. But we start with the jump ball. That's how you get control in the game. Say your name if you know the answer and you want to jump in. And if you get that right, you will continue with control, and you could actually close out the game yourself without your opponent ever even getting a chance, okay? So we start with the jump ball. Say your name if you know the answer, and you want to jump in. The category is spell the golfer. First and last name of John Rahm.
Greg.
Ron.
Greg is in. You got first crack.
J-O-N-R-A-H-M.
That is correct.
Good job,
you
buddy.
You are on the board.
You didn't know it was J-O-N? Valdez is standing there with his
and you got
perplexed.
A one-pointer.
I thought there was an H.
So, Greg, you have the first shot at this. Jordan Spieth. Oh. Just the last name.
S-P-I-E-T-H.
That is correct. You have 4 points.
Is this Greg Roland? Greg, yes. We got a golf fan here.
Greg?
Maybe, yeah.
All right, so this is a five-pointer. Xander Schauffele. I want the first and last name.
Ooh.
Xander.
Right.
Schauffele.
Oh, he butchered Schauffele.
You have a chance.
You were so close.
To win the game and win the tickets to go see the Eagles. Xander Schauffele. Can you spell the golfer?
First and last name.
You know what?
Vander.
No.
S-O.
You said Z. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say Z?
You said S-O.
Yeah. Greg, congrats. You win the tickets to see the Eagles Hotel California Tour August 31st or September 1st at the Capital One Arena. Visit Ticketmaster.com for more details, courtesy of Live Nation. All right, give me Schauffele.
It's very hard. I know I don't know it. I looked it up.
S-C-H-A-U-F-F-E-L-E?
No, no, it's E-L-E at the end.
I butchered that.
Punch up two more contestants, EB.
Greg won.
Yes.
Let me do it, Valdez.
All right.
Are you doing it?
No. Okay, you said you wanted to do it.
Yeah, well, when we both do it, it gets all confusing.
Okay.
All right. So, David in D.C. David. Hey, buddy.
Morning, fellas.
What's up? Let's go to Billy. Where is Billy calling from? Hey, Billy, where are you calling from?
Prince Frederick.
What's up, Billy?
Prince Frederick. Is that near where I got married? Is that Old South neighborhood?
No, I think that's
it's down there.
Old South Country Club.
Yeah. Is Prince Fred?
I grew up with Cricky.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Good guy.
Oh, yeah. Great guy.
Very funny.
David and Billy again. We start with the jump ball. That's how you get control. You can conceivably close out the game without your opponent ever speaking if you get the jump ball right and you roll with it. All right. So it is Name the Fresh Flick is the category. And the one pointer, the jump ball, say your name if you know the answer, is it's an M. Night Shyamalan mystery thriller.
Billy. Old.
That is correct. That looks intriguing.
It does.
It does look good.
You know what else looks intriguing? Stillwater.
Yes, with Matt Damon.
Yes.
All right, so you got 1 point. Here's the three-pointer. You know, this one's too easy, but Billy, it stars Scarlett Johansson.
It's the X-Men.
No, I can't give you that. That means, David, you got a chance to steal. It stars Scarlett Johansson.
No idea.
Black Widow?
That is correct. All right, 3-1. David is in the lead. And your five-pointer, it's a fill-in-the-blank. It finished number 6 at the box office this week. It is called Blank Tournament of Champions. David?
I got nothing.
All right, Billy, you have a chance to steal and win the game. Number 6 at the box office this weekend. It is called Blank Tournament of Champions.
I'm thinking. Hold on.
I don't know.
He's looking it up.
Sorry, Escape Room. Escape Room Tournament of Champions. Stay on the line. We're going to hook you up with those tickets to see the Eagles Hotel California Tour August 31st or September 1st at the Capital One Arena. You can visit Ticketmaster.com for more details. That's courtesy of Live Nation.
So he won.
David wins 3-1.
Okay.
Yes, because he was able to nail Black Widow. Black Widow.
Do you have any more questions that Lurch and I can answer?
Sure. This one's easy. Well, the one-pointer is super easy. It's where are they from? Olympic basketball player version.
Oh, I wouldn't know this.
Rui Hachimura.
Japan.
Japan.
Luka Doncic.
Who? Luka.
Serbia.
He's your boy. I don't know him.
He's Slovenia.
Yeah. Oh,
and then Slovenia. Nicolas Batum.
France.
Yes, he's French.
That was a total guess.
There you go.
Somehow I knew that in the deep recesses.
All right, coming up next, we've got Valdez's boy, Logan Thomas, coming off a great year last year at tight end for the Washington football team, signs a new contract. They start practicing today, so we'll talk to Washington football team tight end Logan Thomas next here on the Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.